Welcome to Gautrain Talks, a podcast series for people on the move.
Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for all matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link. Today we look at the Gautrain Management Agency's integrated management system. And for a deep dive into the subject, we're joined by Mogadi Manamela, the GMA's Executive Manager for Safety, Health, Environment and Quality. She's going to be unpacking the GMA's IMS project. So Mogadi, let's start with some background on both yourself and your role within the Integrated Management Systems project.
Okay, thank you, Dylan. My name is Mogadi Manamela. I am the Executive Manager for Safety, Health, Environment and Quality, and I am the Project Manager for the Integrated Management System. My background, I studied environmental management. I have a degree in environmental management and honours in environmental management. I also have a certificate in NEBOSH, which is a health and safety certificate. And then I continued further to get certificates in integrated management system, which is your ISO 9001, ISO 14001, and back then it was called OSH 18,000, but now it's called ISO 45,000. I've got over 10 years experience doing integrated management system. I've got about 5 companies certified with the integrated management system.
So let's go to how the Gautrain Management Agency got to a point where it needed to implement the system, which has taken the better part of the last year or so.
The company realized that they do not have a common system in which the processes intertwine and work together. And it was more of a strategic approach to say, okay, let's have an integrated management system where we're going to integrate quality, safety, and environment and ensure that we avoid duplication within our processes and also ensure that everyone works on one system.
And the objectives, what did the GMA look to achieve? What was the ultimate goal as it embarked on this process?
So the ultimate goal was basically to try and work on a global level. These standards are international standards. A lot of international companies are using them, even as companies in South Africa. So when you have this system, it shows that you are committed to certain things. For example, if you have a safety management system, it means that you are committed to the health and safety of the people around you and of your employees. You are committed to the environment issues that are around globally. And also for quality, you are more you're interested in ensuring that you've got better customer focus. You identify risks and opportunities for improvement.
So you mentioned globally. Is there global best practice that the GMA followed when embarking on this process?
Yes, ISO is a global best practice. A lot of companies are using them globally.
So let's look at where things started and what were the initial stages of implementing the system?
Okay. The system is implemented in 5 different phases. We've got the initiation phase where we look into our processes and we define the scope for IMS onto how are we going to integrate this system. Then we go into the research phase. We look into our processes and our procedures because we are a high functioning organization. We do have processes. We do have procedures. However, we want to make sure that they comply with the international standards. Then from the research phase, we go to the design and development. We look into our processes. We design templates that are compliant with the ISO standards. We design other processes that maybe were not in place. We design procedures that maybe were not in place to make sure that they are aligned with the ISO standards. From there, we move on into the development phase. We develop new procedures. We develop monitoring systems to monitor ourselves to ensure that we remain compliant after the project has been done. And then from there, we move into the implementation phase. Everything that we have designed in the design and development, we now implement and integrate it into the company. We ensure that the employees in the company understand the system, they understand the templates, the new templates that they have been given, and they know how to utilize them. After the implementation phase, we go into the review phase. That's where we design our audit programs to ensure that after the project is done, we can go back and audit ourselves to maintain the system. We also have what we call the management review. That is where top management or senior management of the GMA sit together in one room and look at their processes. They identify what has worked and what did not work, and then look for opportunities for improvement and therefore set objectives for the future.
Now, you touched on international standards. Can you unpack that a bit more? What sort of international standards or regulations did you need to meet?
Okay, so the international standards, so ISO is an international standard. In ISO, there's a lot of standards that are implemented. However, at the GMA, we decided to start with the quality standard, ISO 9001. The second standard is ISO 45000 of 2018, which is a health and safety standard. It looks more onto the health and safety risks that the business poses. The third standard is the ISO 14001, which is the environmental management standard. Then from there, we want to align these standards with the ISO 55000, which is the assets and maintenance standard, and ISO 3001, which is the risk management standard. However, these are not the only standards that are international based. There's more standards, but we are focused on these ones for now.
And specifically why?
We just want to be a responsible company. We want to show our stakeholders that we are a responsible company. We are interested in the health and safety of the employees. We want to make sure that our employees come to a health and safe environment when they work there. We want to show our stakeholders, it's a commitment to the environment, that we are committed to the environment that we operate in. Because, you know, environmental impacts, you don't see them now, unlike health and safety impacts. Environmental impacts, you only see them maybe 5 to 10 years later. So we want to make sure that we prevent environmental degradation by ensuring that we follow international standards. Then the quality standard is more customer focused, resource management, risk identification, stakeholder management and stakeholder engagement. It's also more on what kind of a service do we put out there.
Now, you touch on risk. What about risk assessment and management across the various aspects of the organization? Can you unpack that a bit further?
Okay. So these standards have what we call clauses, right, which are the clauses that you need to comply with. There are about 10 clauses. And one of the clauses is the risk management. And risk management is one of the biggest clauses. Before you even start, you have to check what are your risks so that you can identify them and address them. You cannot get certified or you can never implement an ISO standard without understanding your risks and identifying how you can mitigate your risks and what are the opportunities for improvement.
Welcome back. We are still with Mohadi Manamela, the GMA's Executive Manager for Safety, Health, Environment and Quality, looking at the Gautrain Management Agency's Integrated Management System project. Mohadi, you've given us the background to the project and the initial stages of it, but what about the key performance indicators used to assess its effectiveness?
Okay, so in one of the processes to implement IMS, Integrated Management System, we do internal audits. We create an internal audit sheet where we look into our processes and ensure that they comply with all the 10 clauses of the ISO standards. So that's how we identify its effectiveness. Are people using the correct templates? We have to audit that on a quarterly basis. Are we monitoring health and safety the same way we said we would? We also check it on a quarterly basis. We've got what we call emergency management personnel. Are they trained? Do they understand what they need to do in cases of emergency? SHE committees, are they appointed? Do they understand their roles and responsibilities? So those are the things that we put into our audit sheets, and we audit them every quarter.
And that needs to be consistent, I would imagine.
Yes, it has to be consistent. And if there is inconsistency or we find non-compliance, we have to create a non-compliance report and ensure that it is solved and mitigated. And then we also check what caused the non-compliance so that we can eliminate it in future.
Now, the Gautrain Management Agency has in the region of 150 employees. How did you get all of those employees up to speed in embarking on this IMS project?
Okay. It wasn't an easy task because not every change is not easy.
Yeah.
So we had to get what we call the ISO champions. Each department, we had one or more ISO champions. Those were the people that make sure that in their department, they socialize the project as much as possible to make sure that the their departments understand the process.
And that obviously, that's where it's worked for you. Has it been effective?
It has been effective somewhat. In future, I think I'll get maybe the process owners to be the champions for ISO, unlike their staff or the employees being the champions. Rather have the process owner or the senior management be the champions for ISO.
Now, you talked about change and a lot of people battle with change, but any other noticeable challenges as you embarked on this process?
The other noticeable challenge was that we have a lot of processes and procedures in the company. And we had to, in the research phase, we have to look at each and every procedure. It was a very long task to do. Each and every procedure might be about 50 pages. We had to read it through and make sure that it is compliant. Even though they were compliant because the GMA is a high-functioning organization, but we had to make sure that they are by reading the procedures and going through each and every procedure and understanding it.
And now that can be time-consuming and laborious.
Yes, it is very time-consuming. You literally work day and night to make sure that everything is done and everything is in order.
But I guess that's part of the process and to ensure that there is that compliance, that level of compliance.
Yes. You cannot implement ISO without looking into your processes and into your procedures. But also that helped us to actually try to minimize certain things. You might find that the procedure is too long or the process is too long. And also the departments, by reading through their procedures again, then they realize where can they shorten the process or where can they simplify the process. Then it made it easier that way.
I guess, the nature of repetition or the level of detail you need to go into lends itself to more effective process.
Yes, because one of the goals of IMS was to make sure that we avoid duplication and we make people's jobs easier. So going through the procedures over and over again, ensure that two departments don't have similar procedures that are duplicating. And also we shortened the processes as well.
Now, what about some of the other lessons learned? Because this is obviously, you mentioned it's been a year-long project. There must have been lots of learnings along the way.
The biggest lesson learned was that document management and document control is an integral part of the GMA. We found that some of the documents we could not find because we did not have a system. And therefore, you end up losing knowledge of the company. So that was one of the biggest lessons, to make sure that every process, every procedure, every project that has been done is recorded somewhere and it's saved.
If you had to do the project again, what would you do differently?
The first thing is the ISO champions. I will get more senior management to be to champion the process, because ISO it requires more commitment from senior management. The second thing would be to make sure that before we start the process, we have a proper document control process so that we don't look for documents everywhere.
Now, what about the future of the IMS at the GMA? Where does it go from here and what's the next stage?
So the main goal is to get certified, to receive our certification for ISO 9001, ISO 45000, and ISO 14000. Even though we call it an integrated management system, you receive certification for each and every system. The certification is not going to come saying IMS. We're going to get a certificate for each ISO. So that is the ultimate goal for certification. And then the other ultimate goal is to make sure that other ISO standards are aligned with the current ISO standards that we implemented.
Are there any time frames involved?
Yes. To get certified, it actually takes a year. So the first 6 months, you have to make sure that you're compliant with the system. The next 6 months, you have to get an external internal auditor who's going to come and audit the system and make sure that you are compliant, you are doing what you're saying you will do, and then apply for certification.
And you're obviously confident on behalf of the GMA that you'll get this compliance and the certification?
I am very confident. we have a bunch of people who are hardworking at the GMA who make sure that the systems are in place, the procedures and the processes are in place. So I am very confident that we will get our certificate.
Right. It looks like a good place to leave it. Mokgadi, thank you for your time and input. We value your insight and learnings on the Gautrain Management Agency's integrated management system. You've been listening to Mokgadi Manamela, the GMA's Executive Manager for Safety, Health, Environment and Quality, discussing the GMA's integrated management system. To listen to this and other interviews about the Gautrain, please tune into our podcasts at Gautrain Talk Station. You could also access further material on our website. That's gautrain.co.za, or follow us on Twitter.